PokerChips.com.
It seems like a mighty long time.
Woo! Yes, yes. Barbara Lewis at 95 p.m. 6 minutes after 5 and 26 degrees. I'd like to thank all those of you who have called this afternoon. We have had a veritable plethora of calls this evening from people who said that they really like the worst joke of the day and things like that. They just can't call in the morning. So for those of you who called today, I thank you very much. Mike St. John will be here tonight at 7 o'clock with the Sunday Night Oldie Show. That's all coming up for you from 95 PEN.
95 PEN.
Fun from Fleetwood Mac at 95 PEN. Coming up tomorrow, Joe Niagara on 95 PEN. I don't know if everybody knows, but the Rockin' Bird is back, and 95 PEN's got him. And tomorrow afternoon at 5:15, Joe will reach into your past and play a very special song at 5:15. It's what Joe calls the Philly favorite, and you just won't want to miss it.
Hoover and Barman suitcase, truck and a lonely guy. You're talking about a rainy, 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 rainy.
95 p.m. rainy night in Georgia. This is Jeff Fox for Mike Landry at 5:14 with America. I think we've gotten the point. He needs you, America, at 95 p.m. It's Super Sunday, and it's 5:16. I'm Jeff Fox in for Mike Landry. Mike has just a touch of the flu, and Mike will be back in a couple of days. Meanwhile, let me tell you about the Live Animals Show, exploring the living and eating habits of animals. That's the topic this month at the Academy of Natural Sciences. For more information, call 299-1000. Clear and very cold tonight. Looks like the sky has started to lose those clouds. Low to 15, sunny tomorrow. High about 22, and we have 26 right now at 95 PEN. Here's Barry Manilow. This is Daybreak.
I'm singing to the world. It's time we...
At Barry Manilow's Daybreak at 95 p.m., 20 minutes after 5. 26 degrees this evening in Philadelphia. And Mike St. John coming in at 7 o'clock with the Sunday Night Oldies Show. Don't you miss it tonight.
Just because you become a young woman.
Around Captain and Sunil, and if you're a peeping Tom, then you're doing window shopping. It's okay. It's 5:23 now. Well, it's not really okay. It's 5:23 at 95 PEN, 26 degrees. It's going to be a cold one tonight, low down to about 15.
Never before has there been a motor oil like new Arco Graphite. Graphite, one of the most effective friction-reducing agents, is now in Atlantic Richfield's exclusive new Arco Graphite motor oil. And during carefully controlled tests, we got up to 23 more miles per tank full of gas and reduced engine wear as much as 45% compared to conventional motor oil. That's right. We got up to 23 more miles per tank full of gas and reduced engine wear as much as 45% compared to conventional motor oil. The suggested retail price installed for Arco Graphite is $1.55 a quart. If you'd like more information about these tests, write to Atlantic Richfield Company, Lube Oil Sales, 515 South Flower Street, Los Angeles, California. If you're not using Arco Graphite, you may be wasting gas. Arco is a registered trademark of Atlantic Richfield Company.
Always the best songs, 95 PEN.
Show. Wear a halter during the winter. I want to see that. I'm rooting for that heavily. Well, hey, look, it's either that or the Dallas Cowgirls, you know, they're cheerleaders. And I know we can do better than that in Philadelphia. What, they have nothing on Philadelphia and Dallas. I mean, just sheer size. We're a bigger city. We must have more beautiful women. Here's Diana Ross.
I sit by the telephone waiting for you to call me. And when I'm alone in the night, the blues start to fall on me, babe.
Ready for love. 95 PEN. just and make me feel at home while I miss my baby.
Hi there, this is the Sunday Night Oldies Show pregame show. I'm Brent Musburger. Phyllis George and Irv Cross here. We're on. Mike St. John had 13 touchdowns in 1967. Let's show you some footage right now, right here on the 95 PN screen behind me. Now take a look as Mike dives over Bill Burton.
Baby, falling in love. I'm falling in love again.
There they are, Hamilton Joe and Frank Reynolds. Oh, I think I phrased that wrong. Baby, Hamilton Joe, Frank and Reynolds, falling in love again at 95 PN, 24 until 6, and 26 degrees this evening in the Delaware Valley. Let's go into the newsroom. And Elaine Sonsini. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Jeff.
Y'all ready for excitement tonight?
Yeah, but you're a worldly, swinging, macho bachelor type.
Oh, you noticed.
How do I become a Dallas Cowboys cowgirl?
You mean one of those cheerleaders?
Yeah, I want to become a cheerleader.
You want to become one of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders?
Right, a cowgirl.
First, lie about your measurements.
Right. All right.
I saw a thing on Channel 6
yeah.
on the news a couple nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
They have over 3,000 applicants for those 55 positions. See, I bet you didn't even know there were 55 positions.
No.
We won't explore that anymore.
I don't think so.
All right, now.
All right, what are my chances? Just seriously.
Seriously. Well, considering that you don't live in Dallas.
Yeah, okay.
Zero and none. I bet that they have open auditions for the Eaglettes every year, though.
Well, I don't know. You were talking about, I don't think I'd make it.
Why not?
Well, first of all, you've got to be beautiful, you've got to be built properly, you've got to know how to rah-rah.
But you're so studious, Elaine.
Yeah, thank you. Let me take my glasses
off.
No,
Elaine could make it as a cheerleader in a second. I think you could.
All right, that's what I'm going to do when I'm finished here.
All right, good.
Okay.
All right, now then, let us talk about the fact that tonight is Super Bowl Sunday, and a lot of people out in the main line are probably going to have to watch it by candlelight.
Yeah, some problems. About 4,000 Pennsylvania homes are still without electrical power this evening in the aftermath of our latest winter storm. Utility spokesmen say that repairmen are working continuously to restore the power. The blackouts are mainly in the upper main line in the Villanova areas. The problems were triggered by trees falling on power lines. Hubert Humphrey is back in Minnesota. Correspondent Herbert Kaplow was on hand at Twin Cities International Airport for the arrival of the funeral plane.
The Air Force plane carrying the body of Senator Hubert Humphrey back to Minnesota has landed, and now the casket draped by a U.S. flag is now being taken down the rear steps of the airplane by the military pallbearers.
The late senator will lie in state at the Minnesota Capitol in St. Paul to midday tomorrow, then after funeral services, burial at Lakewood Cemetery in Minneapolis. The most beloved of all Americans, that was what President Carter said at memorial services this morning.
The United States has been blessed by great people who, just by being themselves, give us a vision of what we are at our best and of what we might become. Hubert Humphrey was such a man.
Former Philadelphia school superintendent Matthew Costanzo has accepted a tentative offer to become superintendent of the Pennsbury School District in Lower Bucks County, effective May 1st. Costanzo has been superintendent in Haddonfield, New Jersey, since 1975 when he left the Philadelphia School District. Pennsbury is one of Pennsylvania's 10 largest school districts with more than 11,000 students and 18 schools. Haddonfield District had about 2,500 students and 5 schools. Well, support for David Marston keeps pouring in from many different sources. Representative Alan Katz, a Republican from Philadelphia, is staging a march on Tuesday to protest his ouster. He doesn't think he'll get any opposition about the rally and tells 95 PEN News why.
According to Mayor Rizzo, there's nothing there to cover up, so therefore why wouldn't the mayor of Philadelphia or anybody let me as an elected official have a rally to retain a U.S. attorney? I think if they were to stop me from doing that, then it's obvious as to what's going on.
Tomorrow is the legal observance of Martin Luther King's birthday, and several agencies and services in Philadelphia will be closed. Federal, state, and suburban offices will remain open, but all Philadelphia public schools will be closed. Denver plus Dallas equals D-Day at Dome. Next as 95 PEN News continues.
See the country, travel and track, DC.
Easy come and easy go.
When you're ready to go the distance, Amtrak can take you there with lots of trains to over 500 cities and special excursion fares like Philadelphia to Florida for only $109. Children under 12 ride for half fare, and the whole family relaxes in high, wide, and handsome comfort. Our USA Rail Pass is another bargain. 14, 21, or 30 days of unlimited stops, unlimited mileage, and unlimited fun from just $185. Want to know more? Call Amtrak or your travel agent.
What a country, now you'll see it. Take the train and just lean back. Easy come and easy go is how you'll get there when you go.
Who's afraid of the big bad Broncos? Not the Dallas Cowboys. Tom Landry says the famous emotion that Denver brought to Super Bowl XII will wear off, but he warns that it could be a potent weapon early in the game.
What you try to do is hold your own for a while until things settle down to normal. Not to try to let them get an advantage on you early just because of the emotion that's displayed there. Sooner or later, it's going to come down to basics, as all football games do.
Now, Denver's coach Red Miller says the Cowboys may have the better team, but he's not counting his Broncos out of the biggest game in pro football. He says his team can win.
I think it'll be boiled down to, like we talked the other day, we're talking to our people like, hey, win your individual matchups, and then don't try to build the house all by yourself. If you can win the individual matchup, especially up front, then we got a heck of a chance.
We'll have clear and cold weather tonight, low 15, mostly sunny tomorrow, high 26. Right now it's 26.
Airchecks.com.